This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Wow, who's gotta start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
It was dead. It is, yeah. It's burned up with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why do I always have to go first?
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
So, our very dear Yusuf, I'm going to shade him directly because this is now what I do. You say, you know when he came on here?
Yeah.
And we're talking about the whole leaking of and passing on nudes or whatever.
Oh, God. What did he say?
He had the nerve to go on his podcast. They're talking about it and he's like, yeah, oh, yeah, because I was, he's like, oh, first of all, he shouted us out, which is cute.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Nice, thank you.
But what's to come?
Okay. Then he's like, oh, like, because obviously Gino's back, blah, blah. And he went on, I think they were talking about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, how, yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, when I went on No Shade, they were trying to say that they wouldn't pass it on.
We trying never said
it,
that.
Trying to make it seem like we're liars.
But we never said that.
Then he's like, oh, they were basically pretending like they wouldn't pass on a nude. And like, that's not true. First
wow.
of all, do you know what got me? Yeah? What got me? And obviously, poor Gina, she was like, no, they would. I said,
but the funny thing is, we never said that we wouldn't.
Bro.
I specifically remember saying that, hold up a minute, I probably would. However, I would ask you, have you seen
yes,
it before?
And that's what we said. We said, yeah. Have you seen it? And then this person's like, oh, no, let me see.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't just send it.
Unprovoked. I don't know where you were. I don't know where you are.
Bro. I'm in church now.
Literally.
I don't open the piece.
You said that's a first red flag for you.
First? And then what was it that he said as well? Yeah, so he said that. Then, what was so funny to me
yeah.
is that he didn't believe us when we said that we wouldn't.
Wait, I don't know if I can hear.
Can you hear yourself in the headphone?
I don't know if I can hear you in the headphones.
Oh, I can hear myself in the headphone, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Can you hear yourself? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I feel like, has he changed the...
Oh, it sounds like a bit clear.
Have you changed the format, the settings? Or is it just me? I don't know.
Yeah, so can you hear me now? Da, 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 da,
is
da.
It the same?
I don't know. So you see, I'm hearing the same thing she's hearing. She's questioning whether she can hear you. Can you hear you?
I can hear me.
Okay,
hear
okay, me? Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. Let's leave it.
It's like, this is the real brand. When you guys are online, you know, oh, brand. This is what he's really like.
Maybe because I haven't been here for
Do
a while.
Do you hear that
yeah.
sigh? What cheek. Honestly. Anyways, right? So then, yeah, so what was funny to me, yeah, was that he didn't believe that we wouldn't pass something unprovoked, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this is him. I wouldn't do it though. So nigga, why would I believe?
But he said he would.
No, he said he wouldn't. Because remember he said that he got someone's nude before and someone
Oh, he didn't. Oh, yeah,
but my
yeah.
thing is though, what makes you more trustworthy than me? Like, what makes you say to that we were lying?
Because we're girls.
But when you say it, even though your species is more likely to,
because we're girls and we want to see dick apparently, and we're so obsessed with dick that we'll
said,
pass it around.
Don't make me leave a comment.
You should have. You should have gone into the YouTube.
I might actually.
That is very cheeky of you, sir.
I said
you thought you was eating plantain and ice cream the other day. It's so disgusting. Honestly, I can't believe it.
I actually could not believe it. I said,
what's
wow.
it called? The shade of the week goes to Yusuf and me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Literally. Let me catch him anyway. I'm going to bring it up in person.
It's on site.
It's on site, Yusuf. I don't care how much mustard. It's on site. Okay.
I'm so but yeah, done.
But guys, we're back in the studio.
Yes. Episode 156, I believe.
156, darling.
Yeah. Guys. Anyway, because last week, yeah. I think I was really tired when I was uploading.
Yeah, what did you do, please? Because
so basically, I must have put on the description part 5 episodes to 200.
Ma'am, they're maths. That's why James. That's what I said, James.
It wasn't only James as well. So basically, yes, I posted it whatever. Cool. I'm chilling. Like, mind you, I was mad tired. So I'm chilling. Like, yeah, you know, whatever. Posted the pod, and then Alex from Advice with Alex was like, 200 is coming very soon. I was like, yeah, can't wait. And then Manny from radio, he was like, unless my maths ain't mathy.
Do you know what's so funny? That is so Manny. And the way he approached it as well.
No, literally, he was like, unless my maths is not mathing, I'm pretty sure.
Your way.
It's not 5 to 200.
Like, 5 out.
And I was like, wait, what?
Because you know what's funny? When James messed, I said, James, that is like next year.
Yeah,
why?
No, legit. So then I was like, oh, probably James as well probably didn't, probably saw 5 to 200 as well and thought, oh, yeah. But it's so easy to think it's fine.
Someone is right.
Yeah, because
everyone's maths.
Literally, because I saw 155 and I thought, oh, yeah, like 5 to 200.
That's wild.
I've skipped a whole like 40 episodes.
Oh, 45? I was thinking.
Yeah, plus the 5.
Yeah, that's wild. But pick up Manny, he's always on job. And he's got a, he's got a show coming up on. This is awkward. 1 second, guys. Coming soon.
In May, I think. At the end of May,
yes,
right?
End of May, I believe. It's called The Uprise Show.
Yeah.
And it's like talent, like kind of upcoming talents and stuff like that. It's really, really cool. 29th of May. I'm going to be there. So definitely check it out. Get tickets.
Yeah.
Amazing, sick talent will be passing through. So yeah.
It's a shame I can't be there, but I know you'll be there in spirit supporting. I'll be there in spirit. Guys, as you can tell, it's very early.
You'll be there in spirit. I'll be there in person. Repping your shades. Absolutely.
Shout out to Manny. And shout out to Alex as well.
Always.
Sending such a lovely message about us being consistent. So
I'm good, sis.
Really, really appreciate that.
Yes, and check out our podcast, Advice with Alex.
Yeah.
And she had this series as well where she talked about like pregnancy and stuff like that. And I think there's been a lot of conversations about like pregnancy. And I love that. I feel like almost like with our parents' generation, it's like kind of like not taboo in the way sex was, but they don't really be talking about it. They just get on with it. Like it's part of womanhood, just get on with it.
I think pregnancy is kind of romanticized. Yeah. Like it's kind of like, oh yeah, you get pregnant and then you have the baby and then you guys live like happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. LOL.
But no one actually talks about the childbirth,
the body changes.
Yeah.
People just think you put on weight. I always thought the worst thing that happened to me being pregnant is putting on weight.
Yeah.
There's milk coming out of people's armpits.
Yeah, it's scary. And there's things like teeth falling out. You'd never know like that happens. And I think a lot of people, people don't want to scare people. I think that's also a thing.
Scare people because people then go into that and then that can mix, postpartum?
Yeah.
That will cause more depression. Because I'm sorry, but if no one's ever told me I could lose my teeth, now I've lost my teeth, you think I'm not going to be even more upset, even though my hormones are doing their madness?
Yeah. I mean, I hear people not wanting to scare people because, end of the day, like, for some people anyway, like, having a child is like a, you know, like a
brief moment.
Like a blessing, all that stuff. So I think for some people, it's like, maybe I went through it.
Yeah.
And it might have been just me.
Yeah.
So let me not come out here and project on other people and say you're going to da-da-da-da.
And I think that's important to do.
Yeah.
Like to let people know that that's my story.
Yeah.
It might be different for you.
Yeah. But I also hear like sharing experiences and letting people know like what reality really is like. Yeah. But.
Because even I read the other day, someone was saying that she didn't know that. Because you know people typically talk about your that depression after you've had a baby.
Mm-mm-mm.
But apparently it's normal to actually have it before you even have the baby. Mm. And this woman didn't know about it. And
then
she found out. But where I was even going with it is, Alex, with Advice with Alex.
Oh, yeah.
She has videos, actually. She did a series and stuff. And I found it very, very interesting. And it wasn't like anything like scaremongering. It was just very, very interesting.
Yeah. I think it's really good to let people know. Because
absolutely.
Like, women's bodies changes so much.
Like
for one little knucklehead that's gonna come out
and not start, a knucklehead.
And start disrespecting you in the supermarket. Like so
it's a lot.
It's gotta really be worth it. Like that's what I always say as well. When you have a child, when you want to have a child, make sure you want to have a child because you want it, not because you want to satisfy your husband or your family because otherwise you're in for a long run.
Ah, it's a marathon. It's like a minimum 18-year marathon.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that's just the minimum.
That's the minimum. Because I'm still, minimum. My mom's still marathoning with me. And I'm 26. When it's crazy. So how was your first solo trip?
Oh my God. I feel like that was ages ago. Yeah. It was really, really, really fun. I feel like...
Where did you go? Let people know where you went.
So I went to my...
You're not going back there.
No. So I went to Mallorca.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun. Mm-hmm. I think I learned a lot about myself.
That's good. And
like, I was like sitting at the beach club, like ordering shisha by myself, having drinks by myself, like asking strangers to take pictures of me. Like,
That's trusting. I always thought they were going to run away with my phone.
It was a group of girls and they were really, really nice.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the me, like a couple years back would have never.
I'm proud of you for that. You know, that's a significant part of your life. Yeah.
Because guys, like, I had so much anxiety to the point where I didn't like going to venue, like to be the first person to walk into a venue.
Oh yeah.
Like I'll be like, you go first. I'm proud of myself.
That's
for amazing. Doing
that's
that.
Good.
Yeah.
How long did you go for?
I went for 3 nights.
Yeah.
So it was like, a bit short. Yeah.
Because it's your first time, you're not sure how it's gonna go. So you don't want to go for like 7 nights.
And yeah.
You're like, I'm ready to cut. So it's always better. I feel like it's better to go for like 3 nights. I think when I went for 4 nights.
Okay.
And then now that you've experienced it, you're like, okay, I could do 7.
No, legit. I'm like, when's my next one?
I'm dying for it.
Yeah. How was Nigeria? First time back in what, 10 years?
In 10 years. It's crazy. That's why I went was actually 2012. It's mad.
And how old were we? 16?
Yeah, it's just before I went sixth form.
Wow.
Just before I started sixth form. I came back a couple of weeks before sixth form.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was really good. It's a blessing to see your friends get married. Because it's like, we talk about this as friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, like you're going to live with a boy.
Forever.
So that part was absolutely beautiful and just a blessing to see. And I was a maid of honor as well.
Yeah.
That was just, I need to post my reel after this. Because I haven't posted any content.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I just think sometimes I'm really enjoying living in the moment of things.
And that's how I was. Like, even when I went away, I was like, I can't focus on posting on Instagram and
living in life.
Yeah. So I was like, let me just post somewhere, like one platform. And then when I come back, I can just, you know. So don't feel pressure.
Girl, who's going to be me? But yes, it was really fun. Like, that part of things was really fun. But And I went to Abuja. So typically, I've lived in Lagos before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my first time in Abuja as well. And that is nice there. But I do know I went to a nice part. I feel like with every country, there's nice parts in the ghetto part.
Yeah.
So I went to a nice part.
Yeah.
And I would definitely be going back way sooner than like 10 years' time.
That's good.
Probably even early next year, or even this year, maybe.
Yeah.
But so it was fun. It was nice and just nice to be away.
Yeah.
So I went for 10 days. We'll say by day 6, get me home yesterday.
No way. You know,
basically, I decided, right? So obviously, my friend that I went for the wedding for, she's my best friend. I've been friends for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and it's funny because last time I went to Nigeria as well was because of her.
Okay.
To celebrate with her. So I would go through the whole process again.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
But I ain't traveling out. Because what it was, I went to Abuja, right? But her wedding was in her home state.
Okay.
So Imo state.
Yeah.
So I went to Abuja, then I had to travel for the traditional and the white wedding to another state.
State, okay.
So I was traveling within my travel, right?
Yeah.
And I think that was the stressful part of traveling within your travel.
Yeah.
So
it gets a bit tiring.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to invite me to a wedding, please make sure that what your wedding is where
anything.
British Airways is dropping me. Do you get what I mean? If the wedding's in Abuja or Lagos, I'm there. But if it's like I have to get there, then travel to another state is just...
It's tiring.
It's long, and obviously because of it was a high profile wedding as well.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, it was a lot. It was a whole carnival. Like it was just.
Yeah, I saw some of your stories and I said, so this is just a traditional.
That was just the first day was just a traditional.
It legit looked like a festival. I said, wow, go all out for weddings.
Now the thing is, Nigerians go all out. Period.
Yeah.
But so her dad is the governor.
Oh.
So he's the governor of her home state.
Okay. So it had to be like extra.
It was extra. So I don't know if you know like Mr. Flavor. He's a favorite artist. He was there on the traditional. He was there on the white wedding as well, actually.
Aww.
Reception. Chike. You know the guy that does the running with Simi?
Yeah.
He was there as well. But
did he perform as well?
He performed as well. Yeah, he performed running. I didn't even close. I thought it was just playing. But you know when it's like, first of all, being a bride, I learned a lot on this trip.
It's not easy.
Being a bridesmaid, it's so important to have good friends.
Yeah.
But being a bridesmaid is not just fun and games.
Like, no.
I know this.
Yeah.
But no shade with some of the other girls, they know this. It's because not just about nice
because,
makeup.
No, because you have they trust you to ensure that like everything is basically running
okay
the way it's supposed to. Like you're not here to look
you're
good.
You're not the main character.
Yeah, you're not here for yourself. And I think some people forget that.
Yes. And yeah. they struggle with that reality.
Yeah.
Because there was moments where I had to say to people like, it's not your wedding.
Like little things like you. Waking up on time, making sure you're on time for like makeup, get dressed. Like I remember there was one girl, yeah, when I was a bridesmaid. She was meant to basically help the other makeup artists do makeup. Please tell me why she said she's not feeling well, so she's going to wake up a little bit later.
What does that mean?
We have to leave for the church at 11 and 9 o'clock and that half of the girls' makeup ain't done.
Okay, so let me just let you know that we missed the church. We didn't walk in with her.
What about the groomsmen?
So the groom had all his groomsmen.
Yeah.
So basically, she had the chief bridesmaid, which is her sister.
Yeah.
And then I was the maid of honor.
Yeah.
I was with the other girls, getting ready, blah, blah, blah. So her sister went in the car with her.
Mm.
Obviously, there was some silly things also. Basically, the car that was meant to come and get us, they cancelled last minute because they said, because the kind of wedding it is, in case there was like a tug, because there was basically security concerns as well.
Mm.
So thank Jesus I'm back here because... That was a thing.
Thank God for that.
Thank God. I said, listen,
bloody hell. Might have send
my family were praying and fasting. I would just say
UK security to come and get you.
I would need
her
to come herself to come and pick me up.
Oh my God.
So there was all that. So basically, for security reasons,
yeah.
the people that went, the vehicle that was meant to take us, the limo, they cancelled last minute and there was miscommunication with the wedding planners passing that information on for there to be alternative plans, blah, blah.
Mm.
But even with that, we were late anyway because, whew, so. Why was the hairstylist like an hour and a half late? Her wow. call time or their call time was 5:30. These little heifers are going to get there at 7 a.m.
Wow.
And then they get there at 7 a.m. And then, so basically the girl who organized, who was liaising with them, she forgot to send them the updated hairstyle, which is cool, whatever. But your hairstylist, so get to work in. They're like, oh, then, so one of them got there.
Yeah.
I think we had like three people that wanted to come because six bridesmaids.
Yeah.
One of them came. So she's like, oh, I'm going to have to wait for my boss to get here.
Why?
Because we changed it. Because apparently the hairstyle's not what it was. But I said, can you do it though? She said, yeah, I can. I said, so why didn't you get on the phone? She's like, I have to wait for her to get here. So then the boss was an extra 15 minutes late. But thankfully, the wedding coordinator, shout out Wendy. I don't think Wendy's going to listen to this, but shout out Wendy. That's my girl.
Yeah.
Because she was basically the coordinator for the bridesmaids.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had four sides. Because clearly she lives in Nigeria. She knows how these bitches be acting.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
she had a plan B hairstylist.
Yeah.
Oh. And they were there from early. They were there from like 5:45.
Oh.
So they started doing our hair. So I basically, like when I told you, I didn't mind being a bitch. I said, I can't lie to you. I want my best friend to have a great wedding.
Yeah.
So I don't care who I need to be rude to.
Yeah.
I'm going to be rude to you.
Yeah.
So the people, the plan B, they started doing our hair, whatever. Then... they've now said the original team have now arrived. So I can just see them in our room. So we had three rooms, right? And we had to like do makeup in this room, hair in this room, blah, 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 blah. So I'm doing my hair in that room whilst my someone else is doing their makeup or something like that. Mm. I just see the woman lingering over me. I said, sorry, can I help you?
Mm.
At this point, it's like past 7 now. So I was like, sorry, can I help you? He said, oh, I'm just waiting to do your hair. I said,
well, your hair is getting done,
see
though.
Somebody. I said, no, you're going to have to do two people's hair. Because I said, you're going to have to do two people's hair. I said, they're doing their makeup now. So if you go to the next room, when they're done, then you can do their makeup.
Yeah.
She has to have an attitude with me. She's like, so why did all of us have to come then? I said, well, first of all, if you were on time for your job,
yeah,
you would be the one standing behind me doing my hair now. But you weren't. You were an hour and 30 minutes late.
Ridiculous.
So your services... are no longer needed.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, there's no way that I'm going to tell someone who was on time for their job
yeah.
to leave my hair because you, Queen of Sheba, has now arrived. It doesn't work that way. I said, so thank you.
Yeah.
But if you could please proceed to the... this room is getting crowded. If you go to the other room and wait for the girls to finish their makeup, they should be done in a few minutes.
That is
and you can do both their hairs, both their style, their hair. But I can't help you beyond this. So thank you. Like, I didn't get it.
It's crazy.
It was like...
it's crazy.
I felt as if like I was the only person who knew and understood
the assignment.
I was there for a wedding.
Hey, literally, yeah.
How are you late?
It's a very, very stressful, especially the morning of. I feel like it's all enjoyment until the morning of and then things start to get serious.
Yeah, and that's what it... because you know it was traditional starts in the afternoon.
Mm.
With a church, a white wedding, And, it's in the morning. And it was a Catholic church. So they're strict.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not here at this time, it's not going to happen. Yeah. And obviously, because of those like politicians coming and whatever, and the vice president was there, very short man. He was there. Like, it was so there's like so much traffic because every Nigerian politician has to have some form of convoy. So even when we didn't get into the church, we were late. She already walked in, nobody sat down. There's traffic. So I'm like to the girls, can't lie to you. Like, the church, I can see the church. So you see like where the roundabout is, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's just say it's like, say where my car is to the roundabout.
Yeah.
It's 45 seconds, sorry, walk, okay, max.
So you tell them to walk.
These girls didn't want to walk. Even though, like, they're late and the bride is sitting there on her own, like, she was crying, she was upset. And her dad didn't get to walk her down the aisle either.
Wow.
He was at the airport. She walked in to her wedding on her own with her sister. So I'm like, so you cannot take... Oh, like, I can't.
It's stressful.
It's too hot.
Especially when it's like...
And they were in flats, by the way. It's too hot.
It's very stressful when you know that, like, we can just do something, but people are choosing not to do it. You know,
I said, can you just open the door, please? And I just left them behind. I said, you know what? Like, you guys are heavy on the main character.
Yeah.
And it really is not about you.
But the thing is, and that's why my cousin was always like, when you're choosing bridesmaids, you have to be really, really,
really sure. Sure. Of the people you're picking.
Yeah. Like, because they're going to be in your photos forever.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to support you? Even in terms of like finances and stuff, like being a bridesmaid, not just...
It's not cheap.
Wearing a dress, doing your hair and makeup. Like, you have to also in some way contribute to like, to whether it's your outfit, whether it's towards the wedding, like something. And when it comes to these things, some people forget that. It's also going to be your turn one day. That's the thing. Like, it's also going to be your turn one day. So
I'm going to put a pin in that. That's exactly it. It's going to be your turn one day.
Yeah.
So that, it was... I mean, it was a really good wedding. Davida was there. My babes was there.
Yeah.
But it was just a lot.
Yeah.
It was a really... It was a good, fun wedding. It was cut short. You know, like when you're just about to have fun.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. Oh no, you can't even see it properly. I was allergic to the traditional dress.
What, the material?
Yes.
The lace?
Sis.
Was it like rubbing against your skin or something?
Yeah, so if you... When we finish, you'll see my skin. I've got like cuts everywhere.
Wow.
I had cuts all over my arms, my thighs. I had rashes, and then it's like started. Like, I had rashes around it.
Damn.
So like, and you know, it's hot.
Yeah,
it's a good 35 degrees. So I'm dealing with that. I'm dancing around the, because it's like Igbo culture, so it's different to my culture as well. So we're doing all that stuff, and then my dress was like, because they love a corset.
Did you not ask for a corset?
I did, but bitch, I don't want to die. When I tell you, I'm sitting down like this.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
With
like,
with African,
oh my,
the engagement thingy, the dresses and stuff.
And they're like, you can go tight. I said, I can't.
Yeah. But it's meant to give you the illusion. You
it
know
gives
that...
illusion. I can't lie. The video I'm gonna drop this morning is gonna bang. I will tell you that. But
love that.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so
a new
I was
style
so
now.
Uncomfortable. My thing was itchy. I was just like, F. As soon as we got to leave. When I tell you, I didn't even wait for a car to take, because basically where the venue was and where the house was, it wasn't too bad. It was like a 3 minutes walk. Like, I walked.
You have to.
I ain't waiting for security.
You have to.
I don't care.
You have
to. When I tell you, when we got to the house here, and then by the time the other girls got there, I was naked.
You have to.
They were like, oh my gosh, you're changed already. My makeup was off.
I was done.
I was done. Like, I was D for done.
Yeah. They make it proper, but some brides like it like that, you know.
Some guys like it like that. But for me, I feel so. I have this weird thing where I can feel trapped in clothing.
Yeah.
So even
with
shoes, I can't wear tight shoes and stuff because I start to move my toes. I feel like I just feel tight and like suffocated and trapped in something. So I genuinely felt so trapped. I kept doing that, like trying to breathe because it was it sounds very dramatic.
But it's especially in that hot weather.
And then my skin is itchy. My skin is like, it's burning. I was just like, oh my gosh. This is mad.
But overall, it was a good trip.
Overall, it was a good trip. It was really fun. I definitely want to go back really soon. And I'm annoyed because they had a bank holiday on Monday and Tuesday. So if I'd known,
you would have stayed
I would have extended my trip a little bit. But at that point, I was like, I'm ready to go. And I lost my AirPods. Low key, I feel like it was stolen, but.
In the house or outside?
In the hotel. Because you know that when there's people in and out of your hotel?
Yeah.
So I feel like someone quickly swiped it.
That's annoying.
But
overall, you had a good trip. So
overall, I had
good.
A good trip, and I'll do it again because my friend, and I'm proud of her. Like, that's and it was really good. Obviously, I can't really send the pod because the girls won't listen.
So done. But, no, but it's nice when you see like your friends, like,
it's beautiful, like a milestone.
Go through the next stages of their life and stuff because,
It's beautiful. And like, it's so lovely.
It's nice, yeah, when people find love and stuff, because the economy right now is very tight. But yeah, no, it's cute.
Get me started.
It's cute. But yeah, one thing I want to talk about today that I just think everybody's gone mad.
The Kevin Samuels.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Because, okay, if you've been living under a rock, guys, so Mr. Kevin Samuels.
I can't lie to you. Stay under the rock.
Mr. Kevin Samuels is dead, right? Which I didn't believe. I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw it, I thought, how?
I just felt like, because obviously death is sudden, yeah? But I just thought not him.
I legit thought, and for me, until TMZ confirms that.
Yeah,
this is it.
I can't like until Shade Room, because Shade Room can get sued. So when Shade Room says something,
Shade Room
like,
took a long time to say something.
Yeah,
yeah, they took a long time.
They'll get sued.
But TMZ don't care though. Like,
yeah,
TMZ don't care. So I was like, until TMZ says something, let me just.
Yeah.
And then okay, so then I saw that okay, reports are saying that he died. Da, da, da.
I will say the gossip in the city. Fee, I think her name is Fee, the girl that runs the page. She know, you know,
and
shit.
And also, I think it's the neighborhood talk or something.
Yeah,
yeah. They also posted it. So I said, okay, cool. The man is actually dead. But some of you lot have gone mad. Like, I get.
Like,
for me, yeah, I always think, okay, people, there's bad people in this world, okay?
Yeah.
But there's levels to being bad.
Yeah.
You've got like the rapists and the pedophiles and the murderers.
Yeah.
Then you've got people who steal. You've got people who might say something controversial.
Yeah.
But they're not harming anybody.
Yeah.
And for me, I just think it's a bit mad for you to come on the big, big, like, social media and say that you're happy that someone's dead.
Mad. Mad.
Like.
Mad.
Especially when that person isn't. Personally, I don't think Kevin Samuels was a horrible person. I mean, he said some controversial things. And I think the last thing he said was a bit mad when he said that.
What about not believing your children?
Yeah, that is mad.
Yeah.
That is mad. So we're going to call a spade, that's mad. But I don't think he's a horrible, like,
I don't think
it's someone that is like he can kill.
I'll be honest with you, yeah. Even if he was horrible, yeah, like he was a vile person. Even if R. Kelly dies, Bill Cosby dies, Harvey Weinstein, I just don't think
I'm gonna sit there and say I'm happy he's dead.
Happy that someone is dead. Like, death is so final. And I just think that, do you know what it is? I think sometimes people don't clock as well that yes, this is how you might see someone, but they have family. I don't know if he's got kids or whatever it is, but he might have siblings, whatever it is. But they've got family and friends who, like, you, people might listen to me and think this girl's a, S is a bitch. But to someone, I mean something. And imagine, like, God forbid, I died, and then people are now tweeting stuff, and now you, like, my friends now have to be online, reading people celebrating my death because one time I said that, I said men were shit. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Like, bro, I must like, agree with his messaging because I think
at
that
all. Somewhere like. Mad.
But
also, we also have to take accountability to the people that were also, number one, tuning in, taking part in the sessions or what. Yeah. I don't know whether they were therapy sessions, whatever he was giving to people. Like, the people that were calling in, taking part, like, you lot knew what this man is about, but you lot still engaged in his content.
Yeah.
But now that he's dead, you want to say that you're happy that he's dead. Like, there's, don't get me wrong, there's bad people, deep, but there's no. You're a sick person to come on the timeline and say that, and you're happy that someone's dead.
Do you know what's shocking to me is how, like, it's how people don't see the sickness.
And how free, like, people are with their words as well.
I think that with social media, yeah, you just need a couple cosigns.
That's
and
it.
You don't, like, accountability is not even in the question.
Yeah.
Because how are you guys, because you think you're in groups tweeting all this stuff, you think it's all right.
And it's okay that's to think that, to actually, do you know what? I don't feel sad about this. It's fine.
And that's okay, but I wouldn't even tweet that.
Literally. But then people were saying that there's a difference between when Prince Philip died, when everybody was saying that, like, people were making jokes about him dying and saying he's been on the earth for too long, da-da-da-da, and how everyone's being sensitive about the Kevin Samuels thing because the same people were on the timeline making jokes about what's his name, Prince Philip.
Yeah.
But the Prince Philip thing is For me, I feel like it's different because people weren't saying that they were happy that he's dead.
There was just memes.
It was just like, oh, this guy's been around for too long. Like, yeah. You know, like it was time for him to kind of go. Yeah.
And that's what, unfortunately, social media is just about memes.
Yeah, but
it wasn't like, people are doing like memes of them dancing on his grave and
yeah, like a proper hateful messages. Man. I just think you guys have all gone mad and I just think,
I really hope they didn't publicize his funeral.
I really hope because it's not even worth, like we're not even worthy of seeing it. I just think it's such a shame that obviously he didn't leave a good.
I think he left a legacy he wanted to leave. I don't think he'd care if he was alive, you know.
I think what I'm trying to say is that I don't think, not necessarily legacy, but like a good,
like taste in people's mouths.
Yeah, or yeah, like a good portrayal of himself. But to, you know, other what's people
crazy? I feel like if God gave him access to see what people were saying, that man would not care.
Probably.
He would just be like, damn.
Probably.
I hope someone else rises up to teach you guys. Like, do you get me? Like, he's very, I feel like obviously his ego is very present.
Yeah.
But damn, man.
I was shocked. I'm not going to lie. Because when I heard that, I said,
I hope he didn't get killed.
No, but then the circumstances in which he died as well is
ironic. It's ironic. Because for someone who's constantly telling people that, you know, they're not worthy of marriage and all that kind of stuff. It's ironic it was from a one-night stand.
Did you see that the age of the woman that he was with?
Nah, well, how old is she?
She was like, I think, was it 1990? So she's very young. I think his date of birth was 90. The year was 1965, I think. I might be wrong.
Damn, he's that old? He's like in his 50s.
Yeah, and the year of birth of the woman was 1990.
A young babe.
So I said, wow. Okay, that means that she's what, 30?
She's like, yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm 95. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like 31, 32.
But still, what the hell are you doing with an elderly?
not an OAP. The thing is, I made a comment that the day after co-host said it was a little insensitive.
Which is?
What I said was, so basically, obviously, when I found out he was dead, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I said, I hope he didn't get killed.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And then come to find out that he apparently has got illness.
Yeah. And I think he had like cancer or something like that.
Yeah, but the only videos I've seen of him is what I consider to be chatting shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I said, you had all of that going on health wise.
Yeah.
But he was online chatting shit. Like,
but somebody cannot multitask.
And that's what they said to. They said basically that, but that's his job. So are you saying because
He can't work?
I'm not saying that. I didn't think my thinking didn't go that far. I just thought like you probably had, like you had bigger fish to fry, but you know what?
I don't know. Apparently, he had already healed or recovered from the thing. But I think the effects of having that illness means that you're more prone to having a heart attack or whatever.
Can I just say as well, I hope that one goes to therapy because I can't imagine someone dying on me. Oh my gosh.
Like, we just finished having sex. And
no, but
then,
like, he fell on her. So now, yeah, you know, like, body weight is heavy. So.
And does it get stuck? Like,
ew. No, queer. They'd had sex already. Like, it wasn't mid-sex.
No, but when I originally thought, I thought, like, were you guys in the middle of it?
No, and then, I feel like it would go like, is it flaccid? It would just go soft.
I feel like I've seen movies or I think I've seen a movie where
the man died on the woman.
Yeah.
But when you're like, when you pass out and stuff, your body is like a lot of weight. But I think they'd already done the deed the night before, blah, 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 whenever they did it. But he just was complaining about like not feeling well.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was trying to help him because she's a nurse and then he fell on her.
How ironic that she was a nurse as well. That is really strange.
I really hope he wasn't killed.
Because now
I
the news...
I don't think going to jail for Kevin Samuels is worth it,
personally. Now they're saying that he died of cocaine. Like something...
Overdose,
yeah. Like something laced with cocaine or something like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if he was doing drugs because their man was chatting shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people come online and be telling people, do this, don't do this. High value, don't low value. Your value is not existent. But in behind closed doors, your life was not of the highest of values.
Yeah.
And that's why stuff like that, I don't rate stuff like that because if I can tell that this is how, that you preach, you live how you preach, then that's different.
But how many people actually, how many people in this society that we know,
not many,
live according to what they preach by. Even past, like, nobody. Yeah,
not many.
Nobody. So you just have to take everything with a pinch of salt. And that's why I'm just like, the fact that you lot were so riled up by what he was saying.
I'm chefy.
And you were engaging in his content. Yep. Then you have the audacity to come and now and turn around and say, oh, I'm so happy that he died or da 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 da.
Like, I think
it's a bit hypocritical.
I can't lie to you. I think you need Jesus. If your mindset is of, if you hear that someone died and you're happy that they died, I can't even lie to you. Even my worst enemy died.
I wouldn't be happy.
I would still be like, damn.
Like rejoicing in the heavens that, like, yeah.
They hurt me, but damn, I didn't mean death.
Bruh.
That's serious.
Yeah, man. That really shocked me.
There was
like,
a space from 8 o'clock yeah. in the... I said, they don't even know what caused the death. Yeah. And you said, like, what could you possibly have to debate on? And then, like, I went to bed really, really, really late. And past midnight, there's still a space.
Yeah, yeah, I saw.
I said, you know what? It's crack.
I saw. It's crazy.
It's right out.
Yeah.
It's crack.
It's absolutely crazy, like, what people do. And I think nowadays as well, I just think social media is just getting madder and madder and madder and madder. Because another thing as well was the gym situation as well. I don't know if you saw that.
Girl.
So basically, again, if you've living under a rock, guys.
I'm going to be staying under that rock, you know. And can you give me the address? Because I would like to come live with you, okay?
So a girl was in the gym. This girl, but okay.
Okay.
So a girl was in the gym, yeah, doing her workout, vision herself. Mm-hmm. And then a guy, unprovoked, voluntarily offered her a mat to basically help her with her workout. Yeah. And she said she felt uncomfortable, she didn't like it, da 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 da. And the guy, yeah, so the guy left, right? He just left her alone. And people are like, men don't know how to leave women alone, blah, 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 like, unprovoked.
But he left her alone.
Like, this is what I mean about guys. Like, basically, like, sexualizing this whole situation and basically making him seem like he was a predator and all these different things.
Yeah.
And it made me think, like, rah, like, okay, fair enough, he came over unprovoked.
Yeah.
But he left you alone.
Yeah.
He didn't touch you.
And he didn't cuss you for saying you didn't want his advice.
Which is very key.
Very key.
Like, he left you alone. He didn't physically touch you. Yeah, he was a little bit in your space, but he said, okay, cool. If that's okay, if you don't
and
want
you
it.
Asked, she even asked him to take the mat back. And yeah. He said yes. And
he left. Did that man, was he worthy of his face being put on the internet?
And you know what's mad for me? I feel like, and this is not in a rude way, I just don't know the correct terminology, so don't fight me because I know you like to tussle. But I don't feel like he's a socially aware person. And those people came out and said that yeah. he's like that. And I remember when I went to another gym, they're not paying me, so I'm not saying who it is. But there was a guy like that where it's not that he wasn't a creep or anything, but you can just tell when people are like socially awkward or like there's something going on with them that you don't know. Like you don't know that I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what it's called, but you just know that they're not quote unquote
socially aware of themselves.
Yeah, or like they don't act quote unquote normally. What society considers normally. Normal. And sometimes he would just be like, hello, like, or like he would just, like, Jimmy, just have a quick chat with you and stuff like that. So even with that guy, I saw people saying how that he does that. Like, he does that to men and women. It's not a thing. And I can't lie to, even from that, just seeing the video, I could tell that quote unquote, again, he's not what society would consider normal. And I don't mean this to be offensive, but just for lack of a better word, do you get me? So and then there are moments, because I think she posted another video yesterday where some guy made a sex joke at her, and I get that one.
Yeah,
I get that one was straight inappropriate, but I just think sometimes that, like, you guys are so quick to, and I guess it does come from a place of trauma for them, like PTSD, I guess, because, like, you know, as a woman, sometimes your back is already up before something happens. I get that, but I just think that, like, you guys are so quick to, because sometimes you guys don't think objectively, and you just want, and everyone just comes on the internet, like, with their torches, and everyone's like, yeah, like oh,
fight
my
the
gosh,
power.
Shut up.
But my thing as well, aside from, even if people didn't come out and say that he's might be on the spectrum or he's socially unaware, da da da, like, aside of that, regardless, I don't think what he did was worthy of him being shamed on the timeline. He didn't touch you. When you said what you know, like, I don't need your services.
He left.
And I think for me, I just think sometimes certain things don't need to be handled. Like you were saying, that doesn't need to be handled on social media. I just think everybody's so quick to want to get people riled up and, you know, and also apparently, no shade, but apparently this person also is like trying to build a women's
only gym.
So this is kind of like in favor of, like, when they post these kind of things, it's in favor of,
it's marketing.
In favor of this women's only gym.
Because I think she needs people
like funding.
And I think, what's it? Gymshark contributed 20k.
But I just think that this situation alone was not worthy of it being put on social media. Yeah. Like,
another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And again, these people have families, people have friends, like...
It's just sad, man.
You just don't need to put on social media. If it was a thing where he didn't leave you alone, or he was being disrespectful, he was touching, he was cussing you, like, or he was, do you know what I mean? Then that's when it's like, okay, girl, like, other women, I need to let y'all know in case you come to this gym,
be aware of this.
Report him to the manager, like the gym manager, like, what was the first thing you did?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? If you felt so uncomfortable, what was the first thing that you did? Was putting on social media. Did you report him to anyone? Like,
I don't know, man. And if you're talking out the comments, say you're pick me, they're not for the women. But
the thing is, we're just so quick to put our, like, when something just bad happens, we're so quick to put our phones out and put it on social media. But we don't have context.
It's the quickness that gets me, because these are, I feel like people just forget that these are real people, man.
With real lives.
Real lives, real feelings, real, like, just real people. Like, and sometimes you might not know someone's intention, but I think sometimes before you react to things, just take a step back. Analyze.
Literally.
Because you've gone and put that thousands and thousands. And you know what is as well? The thing about social media, what people don't realize that you just want to put that content out, but you don't realize that there might be someone who is more triggered by that, And sometimes people take action to their own hands. Like some guy who wants to be the savior of black women might see him and decide to just slap him.
Yeah.
Or they might see him and start calling him names. And he's thinking, and it might have been, because not everyone is on social media.
Yeah.
He might have been on social media. Mm-hmm. Now he might be getting abused in person. People are looking at him weird in the gym and he's thinking, what's going on?
And these things last forever as well. I think people forget that when you put something on social media, you might have deleted it, but somebody else hasn't.
That's it.
Like someone else has got a copy.
That's it.
It's the same way that Dominic Soleri guy, when he got caught on the
St. Clair.
Sinclair.
I wonder what I was doing.
That guy.
Actually, I think it was Larry. I think I'm thinking of.
Is it Larry?
I'm thinking of How to Get Away with Murder. My bad.
I think it's Larry, yeah.
I think it's Larry, yeah.
His face has been on the internet for years.
Every New Year's. Dominic, I would have him on the pod.
What were you thinking that night? I think
we have to be like a Yanla, though. We have to be like a Mimiso.
Yeah.
Have you seen the clip of Yanla being like, do your kids know their mom's a trick?
No, I haven't seen that. Oh my! One thing about Ayana, she gonna say what she gonna say. Okay.
She is so rude.
Yeah.
No, she didn't say a trick. She said, "Do your kids know their mama's a hoe?"
A hoe, hoe. Wow!
I love her. Flipping rude.
I feel like someone like that. Yeah. God forbid, if something bad happened to her, will people have that same energy?
No, but you know what it is, though? I think that in a few years, she's going to be the Tyra Banks of... Is it Tyra Banks that people are coming for? Yeah, Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
She's going to be Tyra Banks of the generation. Because
you reckon?
Ekuya, how can you say, do your kids know their mama's a hoe?
Yeah, that is mad. Oh. But she said some crazy things. But sometimes it needs to be said, though. Like
it needs to be said, but damn, I'm on, like... ma'am, between her, Jeremy Kyle...
Who else is mad?
Jeremy Kyle is definitely
that one too. I didn't think he deserved to be off TV, but anyway, that's another story.
No, but that one, I remember he took his behavior to America and he thought he could run the same and it would just shoot him.
Wow.
Yeah, the person he was talking to, crazy. And you know that they can carry guns like his chewing gum.
Wow.
They tried to shoot him in the parking lot.
Wow.
He said, catch me outside.
Crazy.
How about it?
Sorry. Yeah. You know, go on. No, I was going to say back to what I was saying is that, we need to be careful when putting up our phones out because we don't have context. This is people's lives. Honestly, people got family. People. Like, and a lot of you guys think you put your phones out thinking you're the one that's in the right. But you're the one, you end up being the one in the wrong. And I think
Banks?
And that's the worst part of it all. Like, that's why you shouldn't be so quick to put your phone out. Evaluate the situation properly.
Hotel gate.
Anyway,
I was gonna say, sorry, this is a bit of messy tea, just because I'm actually shout out for the individual.
Who?
India's back with Ghana. Is it India and Ghana? The one that, or was it Jada? I don't know these Lils and their people. I don't know.
India don't go out with Ghana, first of all. Oh
my God. I don't know these people. I don't know who's who.
India and Dirk. Yeah. Jada and Lil Baby.
I don't know what his name is like.
Who else is there?
Was
that's
it
all
Jada? The one that texted one back.
And yeah, she's back with it.
They're back together. She's twerking on stage.
I'm sick of... You're talking about India and Dirk.
Was it India?
India's a light-skinned one, right?
No, girl, I honestly don't know these girls.
No,
but
no.
I know that this one, I swear they were broken up.
She was twerking on stage with him.
Yeah, and he was like...
I think you're talking about India.
I think you're talking about India. Were they broken up though?
Is she light skin? Like mixed face looking? Or she's black? I mean, she is black. Gosh, guys, don't...
Don't come for me.
Don't come like for me. Can't believe I just said that. She is black, but as in dark skinned.
No, but aren't they all light skinned?
No, but Jane is a little bit darker than... I feel like you're talking about India.
Well, were they broken up?
They weren't broken up, but he's somebody who's been cheating and cheating and cheating, but she taken back together.
Who's the one that had a text and they...
That's Jada.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it
Jada.
It was somebody dancing on the stage and I said... And then I remember the comments were just like, oh, like, you go back together. And I think remember we spoke about someone and we were talking about how men will cut you off for the littlest thing, but they expect you to keep forgiving them.
Mate.
Crazy ass shit.
But no, but I think they had broken up a little bit as well.
Not a little breakup.
I think they'd broken up a little bit as well and then... Yeah, they came back together.
People are so
but he proposed, so it's kind of like a shut up, I'm a cheat, but you the main girl.
I think a shut up ring is the worst thing you could get. Because I'm going to be loud.
Oh my God, talking about rings. Melissa! Guys! Our favorite.
So happy.
Our favorite influencer.
I was so.
Got engaged.
Damn happy for her. I'm girl. Absolutely happy for her. And she did Met Gala.
Yes, the girls are happy.
The girls.
We are so happy. Like, it felt like a friend getting engaged.
Yeah, I'm gonna need Mel to make our men's get us that. I need, you know how she does Mel made me do it?
Yeah.
I need the guys to start doing Mel made me do it and put the rings on the girls' fingers. That's what I'm gonna need.
Literally. And the ring is ringing. Oh, what a ring.
Maybe no silence for that ring.
But you know what? When I saw that ring, I said, "This is it. This is a Mel kind of ring. This is a Mel made me do it kind of ring."
Like,
because
there
it's
was
nothing
no
less.
Way to do it.
Yeah, it's nothing less. Like when
for
I saw
me,
the ring,
it's for me. It's the flying out to celebrate. Did you see how perfect that croissant
because,
was?
Because no shade, some of you don't even celebrate your engagements because you can't because you know what your man's doing. But Mel's man said, "She said." Why are we celebrating in England?
It's because apparently this happened fresh. Do you see how
we getting
nice,
flew out?
Do you see how nice that croissant was? My mouth was watering. I said that is
Mate.
Freshly. That was baked with love.
But you know what? It made me realize as well, yeah, that because and I'll be real. It made me realize as well that like when she was obviously she's of a certain age.
Yeah.
And when you're with someone for a long time, you're thinking, like... When is the ring going to come? When's the ring going to come, right? But it made me realise that as long as you know your man, you know your relationship, and you know the goals that you guys have set for each other, the ring going to come. Like, as long as you both want it, that's what you both want.
And that's why we say that there's no one rule for relationships. You got to know your situation and be confident and be secure in that
situation, literally.
Because everyone's story is different.
Everybody. Like, she's 30 plus... Some people on this side be thinking, like, you're 30 plus. Yeah. Like, you should be, it's time for you to get married, have kids, blah, 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 blah. But when God gonna do it, he gonna do it. That's so it. I'm just really, really happy for her that when the timing is right.
The timing is right.
The time is going. Like, beautiful. I'm just so happy for her. Like,
I haven't seen a ring that nice since Lady Gaga's ring. Lady Gaga's ring.
I didn't see her ring.
Ooh, her ring was stunning.
I didn't see her ring.
It was a heart shape. It had her, like, it had the initials. And it was a very well thought out ring.
Yeah, and the weird thing as well is, it's not weird because in Jesus' name, I'll just be seeing rings on my explore page and I'll be liking and liking it.
Yeah.
I remember one time Vic was like, I see you in the likes.
It's funny because they talk about it in the pod as well. They've been talking about like weddings and stuff like that. Maybe it's coming for all of us. I think
that'd be mate, I'm claiming this in Jesus' name because Amen. The rings I'll be seeing, the rings that I'll be seeing, I'm just like, And I know exactly what ring I want.
I know what ring I want.
Exactly. Like,
I know who I want to make it.
No, because I follow some UK like ring makers.
Yeah, I know who I want to make it. I know exactly how I want it to be. It's not a massive ring. I know what the...
Do you know what shape?
Yes, it's an oval.
Oh my God, I want an oval cushion.
But also though, the band has little diamonds around it.
Yeah.
I got a picture.
And you know how like the ring like sits on top of of the band. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. It's like that kind of shape.
It sits on top of it. Like it's got its own unique... just.
Yeah,
sits
like, it's like
the Eiffel Tower kind of...
Yes, yes.
I want the ring to sit on top of the band. Top. Like that's how... I don't want it to be like... stuck. Do you get what I mean? Like glued on top. Like I wanted to, like a little bit in between.
I wanted
like,
to have its own chair.
Yes.
Its own
that's
seat.
It. That's it.
Its own throne.
That's it.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah. Like, and it's mad because I remember when we had Iman in that and Black Girls Living and Leo on the pod, and Iman was basically saying how she's got like a whole folder of like, and back then I said, oh, maybe I'm slacking, but now I need to actually be serious.
Yeah.
If I want to get married, you need to actually start visualizing like a mood board.
No, you actually
of
do.
What you want.
Actually, I feel like I know what like my I know that I want to get married somewhere else.
Destination definitely. Wedding. I want a destination wedding.
Definitely destination wedding. And I know what I want. I want it overlooking like I want it to be an island, overlooking a lovely view. So like at the top, and then we look down, we see that water. It's gonna be intimate. Definitely intimate. I also know that. What else do I know? I know what I kind of want my dress to look like.
Okay.
I don't want a traditional kind of dress. I want like a fashion kind of dress.
There's one dress that I saw like recently. It's by, I think it's Alunico, I believe. I might be saying it wrong. God, like, forgive me. But
what,
that right dress,
God in it.
But that dress was like a fashion.
I've seen, it's a fashion.
It's like
statement.
A fashion statement. Like it had sheer like white sleeves with like off the shoulder, like, and it was just so fitting. Like it's not your usual wedding dress.
I don't want a usual wedding dress. I can't like
that. The story behind it was even mad because the woman basically a week before her wedding, her dress basically didn't come through.
Mad.
So she had to come all the way from America to the UK, like get the dress done and then go back. Like, yeah, the story is mad. But when you see the dress, it's worth it. It's worth the stress.
I want all of that.
And I'm just like, I don't want a typical like ball gown, puffy.
Yeah, I don't want that. I never wanted that. I'll be the one to trip.
And it's not me. It's just not me.
I think when I was younger, I thought, oh, I want a big wedding. I want
like a princess kind of style dress.
No, it's not my vibe.
I want one that is going to accentuate my curves. Like,
yeah, I just want one that just gives like designer.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, as you would say, I'm ready to leave the streets. I'm ready to get the fuck out.
After this shit.
Honestly.
ASAP.
I'm ready to like I'm sick of it. I'm really sick. And I don't want to come across like I'm desperate because I'm not. But I'm fucking sick of it.
The way you said that is killing. I'm sick of it.
I'm ready to leave,
guys. I'm ready to leave the street.
I want to go. I'm so ready. Like I'm sick of it. There's nothing here.
I actually gotta go.
There's actually nothing here. And everybody's getting engaged left, right, and center.
Yeah.
There's so many engagements.
I don't even mind not being engaged. I just feel like I just want...
I need a man. Guys, it's sad. I'm going to be honest.
Oh my God, she's kidding me.
I'm going to be honest.
No, absolutely. And you know what it is? I think it's crazy because I haven't always felt like I'm ready for a relationship.
I'm ready.
And I'm actually ready. So I'm just like... I can't be ready for nothing.
And I feel like...
I can't just have these emotions just there.
No, legit. And I feel like I'm at a place where I feel like I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like...
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, what is... Alicia Keys, isn't it? If you ask me, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. If you
unthinkable,
ask me,
that's it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do unthinkable. Let's go. I'd elope as well, you know.
Would you?
I would. I feel like I'm walking in a very like... to know, like, just enjoying things for myself. Like, like life is my life and I could die tomorrow and what will stay with me is my version of my life.
Yeah. And also, you have to remember like, do what works for you. And that's in everything in life. Just quickly going back to Melissa's wardrobe situation, like, guys, just do what works for you because I'm sure she had pressures from her family. Like,
probably.
Do you know what I mean? Like, probably. Maybe.
Black woman.
Yeah.
African.
Yeah. A Ghanaian. Like, song. Yeah. But you have to do what works for you. Yeah. And sometimes we not all of us will walk in that traditional path where it's marriage, kids, house. Some of us might be house, baby, marriage.
Yeah.
But if that's what works for y'all, then that's what works for y'all.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? But
absolutely.
Yeah, in life, as long as you're reassured
and you're happy, yeah,
and you're happy.
That's it.
Like genuinely, genuinely happy.
Genuinely. You gotta
happy,
do that.
Then. Yeah.
It's beautiful, man. But I love love. I feel love like, love so much.
I love love, but love seems to hate her.
God forbid, love no.
In the words of Jasmine Sullivan.
God forbid. That would not be your story, ma'am.
I just can't wait for one of us to get like find love. Because I feel like then it will give me hope.
Just like a solid relationship. Like, I'm actually not.
Yeah.
Anyway, I ask for much. That's all I'm going to say.
I do feel like one of our friends is going to get engaged soon though.
Okay.
Like one like that we both know. I feel like it's going to get engaged soon.
I feel like don't we have just one friend that's... Then we have one mutual friend that's in a relationship.
Yeah, that one friend is the one that's gonna. I feel like she's gonna. If you're listening, girl, their ring is coming soon. Not that I know, by the way. I don't know anything. Come like a Kenya.
You imagine, isn't it? Can you imagine?
Not come rude anything. I don't know anything, but I feel like.
Do you know, I love that. I just think I want a very spontaneous story. I want a story where I'm single today. And
is it just me that can hear drilling?
No, we can hear it. I hope can't hear it. But I want a spontaneous story where I'm like single today.
Married tomorrow.
Listen, tomorrow. That's what I
want. I gotta get this man back tomorrow.
Have you seen that that TikTok sound? It was Instagram. It's like my birthday tomorrow.
Yeah,
I want it to be like my wedding tomorrow.
Yeah. And I feel like in the spirit of enjoying things, I feel like if I was to like find a sort of relationship or an engagement, I don't know if I would share it.
No. I'm in a place where I'm not sharing things. I just want to, is it bask?
Bask in, yeah.
Bask in things. Like, yeah. I just want to enjoy it by myself.
Because
I'm really loving that.
And it's no shade to people that share things. Because
actually, no.
Do it. But I think because I feel like I've waited so long for this moment. And guys, I'm only going to be 28. I'm not like 40. But I feel like because I would have felt like I've waited for so long for this moment that when it does happen, I wouldn't want to immediately like, go on social media and be like, oh my gosh, like I'll tell my friends and stuff, but like, I don't think social media is the first place I'll go to share it. Like, I think I'll let it marinate for a few weeks before I'll even contemplate on sharing it.
Yeah.
Because I'll still feel like, rah, like a whole me, I'm engaged.
Yeah. I feel the same in relationship. I feel the same when I'm talking to someone.
Yeah.
I'm someone that I've genuinely interested in.
Yeah.
And I feel the same with relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let it just sink in and let me just know this is not a 30-day trial period.
Like, find my feet and this is, like, you're legit the one for me. Like, we're in this.
And I think I'm also very against at the moment, like, very, like, outside voices.
Yeah. You got to do
even if it's good.
You got to do what works for you.
Even if it's good, I don't want that positive reaffirming from people.
Because
I think that... Like it's not always, you don't always get negative comments, but I don't even want the positive because then you, without realizing, you start to look to that positive, you start to depend on that positive, and I don't want that.
And also, it can also like
cloud your.
Not even that. I think it can put pressure as well because
absolutely.
Like to the outside world, you've got this great like relationship, but then sometimes he might do something little, and you're thinking, oh, like
I can't even speak up about this.
Yeah,
and
because
it might even be little.
Yeah, and I think I've also realized as well that when you've like when you're in a situation and something isn't going like something you have one bad situation like within that situation
a hiccup
and you tell your friend like oh da 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 da, it then clouds your friend's like
absolutely.
Judgment of that person so then like you then feel like you can't go to them anymore about other hiccups because you've
moved on but I haven't
and also hiccups are normal to have but because you've gone to your friend about that hiccup, they're
you don't
like,
want to feel like you're only
all I come to you news. Is hiccups. Yeah. So I think I've also learned to be like, okay, cool. Like,
just live and assess your, no one will ever know your situation more than you do.
And take your own decision.
Cause you know, like in the past, like you've told, I've told my friend something. Granted, I mean, I'm not engaged and married today, so it was serious, I guess. But you know, like sometimes you tell your friend something and they're fixated on that and it's like, I know that I'm only telling you this. There's other things as well. But it sounds as if you're trying to defend the person. I think I'm just really in a space where I just want to
Enjoy stuff,
make my own decisions.
Yeah.
Just be in my own
bubble.
Self.
Yeah. No, same. No, legit same. But I think we're gonna
Gonna wrap up.
Wrap up, yeah.
It's lovely to be back, guys.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Actually, you didn't really
even
know
though you guys won't feel it like yeah, that.
They yeah, they don't know that.
It's been a while, but yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Please hashtag No Shade Pod when you listen at us. Love how much mm-hmm. interactions we're getting these days. It's very, very nice.
Yes,
very
thank you guys.
What else is there? So follow us at No Shade Pod, Instagram, Twitter. Leave us a review, please, on Apple. Leave us, write us reviews. You can actually write stuff on there.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, on Apple, you can write a lovely
review. No, you can, you can. Yeah, I thought you meant Spotify, sorry.
Oh, no. And then when you leave a review as well, 5 is the highest, by the way. 5 is the best.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, leave us 4 or 5 stars, ideally 5, on Spotify as well. Share with your friends. Guys, all that good stuff. Because when you share and stuff, more people can discover us.
Exactly.
And it helps us because we need the encouragement to keep going.
Yeah.
And you can find me at My Own Royalty.
Yeah. Where else? You got a new show?
Yes, you can find me every single day of
every
the
day,
week.
Every day, guys. Contenting is going to content.
Ooh, baby.
We love to see it.
Every single day on The Day After with Koi Margs. Koi and Margs.
Is that it? We'll talk after. And you can find me, @AkilAubrey_ on Instagram and Twitter. And we're signing out, guys.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.